Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome in to Loretta McNary Live, the radio show. I'm so excited today about our show. Our guest, Renee Johnson, you are going to fall in love with her. She's going to make you laugh. She's going to make you cry. She's going to make you think. And most of all, she is going to inspire you that even though things happen in our lives that we prefer not to talk about, we wish they hadn't happened and that we could change them. But Renee has found a way how to tie all that in to making her life one of the most extraordinary lives that she could live. And hopefully it will inspire you to do the same. So Renee Johnson, she is an author and a waitress on the hit Christian and gospel themed variety show, Larry's Country Diner, which airs on RFD TV. She is one of the show's lead characters. And she is also an author. Her book, Renee the Waitress, is celebrating, and she's celebrating the release of that new book, which is called Diary of a Waitress. And we here at the Loretta McNary Show, we've read it, we've fallen in love with it. It's a fairy tale story beginning. Her life is a fairy tale story because she tells how she, her and her friend, Larry, and she's on the show, and the show is hilarious. It's hilarious, but it has a lot of good meaty substance in it, so I don't think it's one of those shows where you just gotta laugh. You're going to get a lot out of the show. They have celebrity guests on there as well. So from there, she had to and then something happened. She's going to share that with us today. I don't want to kind of give it away in the intro because I really want her to kind of bring that in when she's ready. But Larry's Country Diner is a unique down-home variety show which integrates entertainment, interviews, and music in a weekly format. It is taped live in front of a studio audience in a country diner setting. The show features regular characters including Black Keith, Bibley, well, no, I pronounced that wrong, Bill Bree, Sheriff Case, Waitress Renee, and an avid church lady. And then there's Nadine, of course. So anyway, let's just go ahead and bring her on. How about that? Everybody, welcome to Loretta McNary Live for the very first time. Renee, the waitress.
Hey,
we're
going to
bring Renee on. Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? I am so honored to be here.
You know, that feeling is so mutual. We are honored that you are honored to be our guest, and even more than that, we're so happy that you're here.
Wow, that was a great introduction. I wish Larry could have listened to it.
Well, you know, you'll get a copy of the show later, so perhaps you can share that with him, because you now have your own introduction as he has on the show, so. So how have things been going since you guys started taping? Are you still taping? Are you on hiatus? How's that going?
Oh, my goodness. We just did 2 days of taping, Monday and Tuesday. And your listeners may not know, but Larry got in an accident on June 18th. And a very serious ATV accident. So he has just gotten out of the hospital, and we had special host guests and guests on our show. So we had like a double whammy on our shows, and they were crazy. So we've just finished taping seven brand new shows. Larry was actually able to come to the diner in a wheelchair, but he is recuperating from several breaks in his back, two punctured lungs, two rotator cuff injuries. So he was pretty banged up, but we pulled feet ahead.
Yes. I mean, what an example of life goes on. You all are just testament to, you know what, you, and people think if you're on TV, you have this glamorous life. Nothing bad ever happens to you because you're on TV. You're a celebrity. You're on the radio. You couldn't possibly understand and relate when life happens. Oh, yes, we do. We just don't talk about it. We just don't share the tears on air.
Yeah, and actually none of us on our television show feels like celebrities. We just feel honored and privileged to be able to have a platform to talk to folks and maybe help them along the way. So we don't feel like celebrities, but we take every opportunity we can to entertain and to help other people.
See, that's my life motto. You know, I just want people to feel better for having spent any time with me, whether it's watching my show, listening to the radio show, or me in person. I just feel like life is hard for people, so there's no need to share pity parties or share wounds or anything, because we are all, you know, trying to live that life where, you know, we want to inspire people. And how can you inspire them if you're always talking about the bad stuff that happened? So There's enough bad to go around, so I choose to, you know, be inspirational and motivational and encouraging, because life does get hard. It gets hard. So you all do a real good job of that. And I don't like that celebrity tag either, but of course that's the way people see you if you're on TV or radio. So we graciously accept that, because I don't want it to be taken away. We accept it. Okay, so let's talk about what were you doing prior to becoming Renee, the waitress on Larry's Country Diner?
I actually have worked for Larry for 17 years. I went to work with him in his office. It was actually when he started Country's Family Reunion, which is his other show that we have on RFD-TV. And he needed someone to answer the phone. And I had known him from church. We went to the same church. And my husband has always been in Christian music. He's been a Christian record producer, writer. And so we knew each other. And I was flying. I was a flight attendant. My daughter had started high school, and my husband said, you know what, Larry's needing someone to help him. Why don't you just check it out? So I had lunch with him, and I said, hey, Larry, who are you looking for? What do you need at the office? And he goes, I need somebody to answer the phone. And I said, I can do that. I can answer the phone, and I can serve coffee. So he hired me on the spot.
So I quit. Wow.
I actually quit flying and started to work with Larry, and it was me and him in the office for years. It was just him and myself, and it was such a wonderful, he's such a wonderful Christian man, and we had such a great time. We became very good friends, and his wife and, of course, my husband are very good friends, and we've vacationed together. We've spent a lot of time together, and I've just kind of been his assistant. I've answered the phone. I've shipped out orders. So for the last, like I said, for the last 17 years now, I've just been his girl Friday. I do everything that needs to be done, although through the years we've grown. But honestly, the day that he came in to my office, which is next to his, and he said, hey, Renee, I've got this idea. Ralph Emery is no longer going to be on RFD. Let's do another show. And I said, you have got to be kidding me. And he said, no, I've got it all figured out. He said, I want it to be a talk show, but I don't want to sit behind the counter and interview people. So I think we'll have it like in an old diner that you would see in Mid-America. And we'll have Jimmy Capps, who is, you know, just a fabulous musician in Nashville on the Opry every week. He said he knows all the artists. We'll just have him come in and be the sheriff and play the guitar and entertain at lunchtime. And then we'll have Keith. He just got fired from the Grand Ole Opry. Let's use him. He doesn't have a job. So we'll have Keith come in and be our announcer. And then we'll have Nadine, who also went to our church. She actually had that Nadine character, and she would come in every so often and do announcements for the ladies' meetings. And he said, we'll have Nadine come in, and she can be the church lady, and we'll have you be the waitress. And I'm like, okay, I know why you want me to be the waitress, because you know that I can serve coffee. And so that was basically his idea. And I'm telling you the truth, Loretta, no one knew what we were going to be doing when we got to the theater that day to do our tapings. He just said,
how long ago was that?
It was in 2009 that we started.
Okay.
And
okay.
He said, you know, we're not going to have a script. We'll just kind of, you know, go with the flow. We'll have the artists come out and they can sing some songs and you serve some food and we'll just see how it goes. So we really thought we might be on the air one season and that would be the end of it. And literally, Keith, Nadine, Jimmy, and I, we all walked in and said, okay, Larry, what are we supposed to do? And he goes, I don't know. Let's just go. Let's just, you know, here's the kind of what we're going to do. We'll see what happens. And we're going to start the cameras, and we're not going to stop till the end of the show. We literally, that's how we've done it from day one. And it's been a blast. We just actually go have fun.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And so I want to say congratulations, because I know August 3rd, 2009, I see, is the first, the initial airing. So you guys just celebrated your 6th year on Monday,
exactly,
which is one of my son's birthday. So congratulations, aww, everybody at Larry's Country Diner.
Thanks. We just can't believe it's been this many years. It just has gone by,
yeah,
so fast. So fast.
It sounds like you all are having fun. And obviously, since you're on air for 6 years, everybody is loving the show. Love, 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 love the show. So even though it is different, you know, you hear him say, okay, let's start another show. And this is how I want it to look. And I have it all figured out. And then we get there and you just go for it.
Uh-huh.
And look what happened. God has truly blessed us. So that's,
yeah,
amazing. That is so awesome.
One of the things Larry did from the day one is, number one, before we even start our tapings, he prays. I mean, he prays for everybody. He prays for the camera guys, and he prays for the ladies back behind the set cooking our food. So everybody, we start our day, that day of tapings, with a prayer, and we also do our promise on each show. And the good thing about us doing our own productions is that we're not owned by a network. And so if we want to pray, if we want to talk about God, if we want to let people give their testimony on the air, we can do that because we own our own shows. And we've been asked several times, you know, by the networks to be bought or, you know, to have some more influence. And Larry just won't do it. He said, no, this is who we are. If somebody wants to talk about God or the Lord or what's happened in their lives on our show, we want that freedom to do that. So we pay for our own shows. We pay for our own advertising. I mean, we actually, you know, we have that privilege. And I think God honored that from the very beginning.
Yes, I love that. I love that so much. And I can really relate to that, because my show, my TV side of the Loretta McNair Live Radio Show, we've been on air 8 years, and it is truly stepped out on faith, me totally, because God gave me the vision for it, and He has provided every step of the way. I'm not owned by a national distribution company either, so I get to pick and choose what I want to do. I do love, love, love the freedom. And I think that if that call ever came to be bought or to be distributed, that would have to be my stipulation. I have to be, and although it's not a religious or preachy kind of show, I do love God, and I love Him through everything I do, and I want to be able to have the liberty and continue my freedom to say during my show, if I want to, God is so amazing. God did this. He bought me through. He, you know, allowed somebody to give their testimony through that. Maybe even a secular artist has a love of God that I have on the show, so I want to be able to keep that going too. So it is so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one. So kudos again to you and Larry for that. And my brother's name is Larry. We have so many connections here, so much good synergy here. And we own a restaurant. We own a catfish place. So this just feels so like home talking to you and, you know, with Larry being Larry and the Country Diner and seeing that whole thing relate. So, okay, so you're working for Larry 17 years. You're being his girl Friday. You've been doing the other show. He comes with this idea. Let's do Larry's Country Diner. You're going to be the waitress, Renee, because you are so awesome at serving. And not only in a literal sense, but spiritually, obviously, you have a servant's heart. I can feel it through our conversation. So then things are happening for you. These 6 years have been tough, obviously, in other ways. So when did you decide to write the book? And if you want to go ahead and talk about, you know,
diary,
the tragedy. Yeah, well, your diary. Yeah,
okay.
I like that. That personalizes it.
The reason I wrote the book was really, honestly, because people had asked me so many questions over the years. I mean, if somebody calls our office, I pick up the phone if I'm available. I've talked to so many people from day one when I started with Larry's Country Diner and Country's Family Reunion. I was the girl that would answer the phone or talk to customers. So I have this very close relationship with all of our fans, all the people that watch our shows. And so I would get emails. I would get phone calls. We also do a cruise, so I talk to them on our cruise. We do stage shows. I talk to folks at our stage shows. So I listen to what people are feeding back to me because we are there to serve them, to help them. And the book was written strictly from questions they'd asked me over the years. So I literally started with like, okay, what's one of the questions everybody asks? And that's how I wrote the book. Each chapter is based literally on questions people have asked over the years. And I wanted to answer all their questions in a book. And that's why I wrote the book. And then when I looked back and I saw how many artists had been on our shows, that's why I did my photo section. I'm like, oh my goodness, we've got 80 plus artists when I wrote the book. And I had to put their pictures in there. And I wanted to talk about all the things that Larry's Country Diner does besides our television show, which is our cruises and our stage shows. And so I literally wrote the book for the fans. That's literally why I wrote the book, is I just wanted everybody to know the behind the scenes about what happens on a television show. So many people thought that we were a live diner, and they would call and they'd say, where are you located? We're going to be in Nashville. We want to eat at the diner. Well, we had no real diner. And we would have folks drive up in our office parking lot and walk in going, well, I thought this was a diner.
I can see how that can happen. Yeah.
It's really just questions and answers over the years that I just wanted to share with everyone that had asked, and folks that really thought they could never connect with us because we're on television. And that's not true. We're available. Anybody that wants to contact us or talk to us, we just want to make ourselves available.
That is so beautiful. So, yeah. So some, maybe some people have not been able to catch the show that are not in Nashville. So can you just tell them some of the guests you've had on, some awesome guests, and how they come and they love being there too? Because I think you have some people who just come back again, to be on the show more than once.
Yeah, and the artists are absolutely hilarious, Loretta, because we've had, for example, Monday, we had Randy Owen of Alabama. He's never been on the show, but he has been a big fan of the show. And so Mark Wills was our host guest. So Mark and him are really close friends. So when we asked Mark to host the show, he said, can I get Randy Owen? And we're like, are you kidding me? Yes. But the fun thing about a new artist that has never been on our show is that they're sitting there waiting for cues. Where's the cue cards? Are you going to tell me when I can do this? And at one point in the show, if you guys watch this show, he says, is the tape still rolling? Because we were goofing off so much that he was having such a great time. He really thought we were off the air. He couldn't believe it. And he watches the show. But that, it's so refreshing to see the artists come in and then their personalities come out, because they're not there, just performing an act. They're there being a part of a show, and they tell you stuff that they normally wouldn't tell you. You see the personality come out, and that's what I love about artists that come to the diner, is that they get that down home feeling, and they're just having a ball too. I mean, they see me serving food and they're wanting to grab a hamburger off my plate or something, they're having a great time. But we've had such unbelievable artists. Jimmy C. Newman, Jimmy Fortune, Joy and Rory, we've had Gene Shepherd, John Conley, Lulu Roman, oh my goodness, Mandy Barnett, Larry Gatlin, Johnny Rodriguez, who are some of the others? Mark Lowry, which is in the Christian industry, Ray Stevens, Mickey Gilley's been on the show, of course, Mark Wills, Exile, oh my goodness, Neil McCoy's been on, George Hamilton was on our shows, Ray Pillow, Charlie Daniels was on, John Berry, Roy Clark's been on the show, the Oak Ridge were on the show, and William Lee Golden, who is that tall, silent, baritone that never said anything, wanted an apron so he could come out and serve with me. And literally, I put an apron around him, and he came out serving food to the people in the diner. I mean, we just have a blast. Tracy Lawrence was on, Tony Orlando, T.G. Shepherd, T. Graham Brown, wonderful, wonderful country artists have been on our show, and we feel fortunate every time someone calls or we are able to book someone on the shows, because they're icons as far as I'm concerned. They're fabulous artists.
Yeah.
And the guests on the show are literally, the diner guests that are sitting in the diner are actually fans, and they come from all over the country. And they'll call us, and we don't charge if we've got availability and they can come when we're taping. They just call us, and we'll book them in the diner, and they come free, and they get to spend the whole time with us taping a show. And that's just so fun getting to meet them.
Yeah, and it really does look like it's a real diner. I just wanted to put that out there. It really does.
Oh, that's I worked so hard.
Yeah, well, it comes off like that, and I can see how people would say, you know, well, I want to come to the diner. What's the address, and can I serve the food? Because the food looks delicious. I don't know if you all are cooking it there or a caterer or whatever, but that you really do. It is really definitely the feel of being in a diner when we're watching the show. So now I want to kind of talk about, we talked about you answering the questions that people have asked over the years and why you wanted to write the book. And again, you and I, Renee, our lives are so parallel in so many areas. It's like I've known you and I've never met you other than now. And I kind of want to, we have a few more minutes left in the show, maybe nine. And when we talk about what I want us to talk about now, I want us to kind of flip it back because I don't want to leave people feeling, you know, and it's so hard to share this part of our lives because then people start to feel down, which that is an automatic response because, you know, you're just not supposed to lose your children in our natural world, in our natural lives, but spiritually we know that that can happen. So I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but you have definitely experienced what I think is one of the most horrific tragedies that a mom, a dad, a parent can experience, and that's losing one of your children. When we as Christians know they're not lost, we know where they are, but to have them to not be with us physically anymore, that's like it will stop your heart if you think about it too long for me. So I just kind of want you to share that because I think that will really let people know that, you know, it's really tough, but you do get past that deep bone crunching hurt to kind of start a new normal for your life,
yeah,
to do it your own way.
And it is hard. I just never thought I would have to experience this. Our son worked with me at the office some, and so he was a part of what I did with Larry for a little while. But he got killed in a car accident while we were out of town, and he was living with us at the time, going to college and working. Well, he had just finished college, let me just put it that way, and he was working, wanting to go to China and teach English over there with his fiance. And losing a child, it has to be the worst thing that could ever, ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not supposed to happen. And I literally thought that I'd lost my joy. I really did. I mean, I have been a Christian and raised in a Christian home all of my life. But there was a good amount of time that I didn't think I would ever laugh again. It just devastates you so much. And you know in your heart and you know in your head that he's in the arms of God, and he's where we're all going to be eventually. He just got there sooner. But the hurt and the devastation of, if you have a natural mom, or as a mom, my son was adopted, but still he was my son.
He was your son, yeah.
Yeah, is just so painful that it just takes a while. It just does. And I know that in my heart and in my head, I knew that God was with us and he was going to take care of me and he was going to get me through it. But it is just one of the worst things that could ever happen. And I remember Larry would walk in my office and I would be just bawling, and he would just walk in the door and he'd go, "Are you having a bad day?" And I said, "Yes, Larry, I am." And he'd go, "Okay." And I could hear him praying as he would go out and shut the door. He just gave me the time that I needed to grieve. And there is a period that you have to grieve. But one of the blessings that have come out of this is that I have met so many people that have lost kids.
Yeah.
When I go to Branson and when I go to places, I always know it's like that seventh sense that you have. They'll come up to you and they'll hug you, but the hug will be a little bit longer and it'll be a little
bit tighter.
And then I see their eyes with tears, and I know they've lost a child, and we're able to talk about it and how we got through it and how we can share that and know that God is going to take care of us. It's just a process of getting through the grief of it. And it's been a blessing for me to be able to share that with other people and give them the encouragement. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll find a place to put that in your heart. It won't go away, but he'll always be there with you. And there'll be times that you have to go to that place and you can grieve, but then you put it back and you're okay. You know, you can get through everything because you know that he's in the arms of God and your child is taken care of and he's where he's supposed to be. And
right, and God is so sovereign and so capable to bear all of that. And people think that as Christians, when things happen to us, that we don't lose it. Well, when my son died, and I totally lost it. I lost my faith. I lost my joy. And I didn't want to feel better. I did not want to get past the hurt because I never wanted to get past it. I wanted to hold on to it for some reason. But then it got so unbearable. And then my spirit started calling out to me. And that I was not going to make it if I did not reconnect. Because like you, I grew up in the church. I've known Jesus as long as I've known my parents, forever. And so I knew his word and I knew his strength, but I just wanted to feel the pain. So when I did, I knew I was going to check out had I not just reached out to him and allow him to love me and put me back together again. And right. So like you, I never met a parent who had lost a child. So there was no book, there was nobody to, you know, to tell me anything. I just had to totally depend and trust in God. And so having been through all of that and done all that, now I'm a veteran at trusting in God. I have my moments, but never totally lose it ever again because I know he is so faithful. So, and I love how you shared that.
And everybody grieves differently. My husband, he grieves differently, and he is a songwriter. So he wrote the song Hold Me Up, which is in my book. I wrote the words in my book, and that's why I put the CD in the back of my book. Because it was sung on one of our country's family reunion shows, and I had so many people respond to that. Because you need God to hold you up at times. You can't find your wings. You know, you need that. And that was the way he grieved, was in his writing. And so that's why I included it in my book, for all those that are hurting that need that.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay. And like you said, that grief will hit you some days. It could be years later or months later or weeks later, and it will hit you. And everybody, you are entitled to grieve like you want to for as long as you want to, as long as it doesn't cross over into being unhealthy mentally and spiritually and physically for you. Then you want to get some professional help here on earth, because God provides that too. So for anybody who's listening or anybody who's going through, let them go through it. You know, they've got to go through it. Just be there to love them and to catch them. So I love how you put the CD in there. I love how your husband wrote that book. I mean, wrote the song, and he ministered to other people. And our life is truly not about us. It's about those opportunities and those days where God will send somebody into our life who has experienced something that we went through and that we can help them walk on. And you're supposed to pass it on, just like love. You don't hold on to it so tight until you just can't breathe. You got to give love away so that more love can come back to you too. So I think you guys do that on Larry's Country Diner. You do that as Renee the waitress, and how you have you help elevate those who, because sometimes, you know, the service industry gets the low hand of the stick. That people treat them like they're the low hand on the totem pole. And I love how you, through your character and through your big heart, you show that waitresses, they matter. We're supposed to love them because they love us. And hopefully people will treat them with more respect.
That's true. That's true. And it's I keep going back to joy. There is joy. There is joy in the Lord. And that's our strength. And on our show, we hope we bring joy and happiness and a little laughter to people's hearts, because there is a lot of healing in just joy.
Yes, there is. There is a lot of healing. So where can people find your book?
They can find it. I have it on Amazon, or they can go to my website at reneethewaitress.com, or they can go to larryscountrydiner.com.
Okay, that's the website you want them to use for finding your book, right?
Uh-huh.
Finding you, and
Finding
how about
me,
social media?
I'm on Facebook, Renee the Waitress, and I also have Renee Johnson Facebook. And we also have Larry's Country Diner. You can contact me at info@ Larry's Country Diner. Or you can call our office anytime, and I'm here, 615-673-2846.
Awesome stuff. So I know you are like me. You like to start things with prayer. You like to end things with prayer. We have about 40 seconds if you want to just send out a prayer, and then we're going to end our show. Renee, it has been a blessing to talk with you and to hear your story. And I just feel so deeply connected. And we'll have to do this again.
All right. Sounds good with me.
So So we have about 20 seconds. I just want to cover everybody in prayer, Renee, cover you and everything that God gives your hand to do. May it prosper, and bigger than prospering you, may it be a blessing to the kingdom by helping to inspire other people to turn to God and to know that he is able and capable to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we could ask or think. And those are his words, not mine. So it's in Jesus' name that I commit Renee Johnson and Larry, the country's diner. May it be uber successful, because it's blessed. And it is in Jesus' name that I lay this prayer at his humble and awesome and capable feet. Amen. Renee, thank you so much. I'll send a copy of the show to you.
Okay. Thank you, Loretta. Appreciate it. Love you guys.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.